This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
We're all looking outside going, why are we inside? So hopefully you're able to get outside and enjoy the day. Yesterday, I was talking about it being at the baseball tournament. I was like, this is the perfect weather for baseball. And I looked in my phone, said 82 degrees. And I always said my perfect temperature was 86 degrees.
Specifically for baseball?
No, just perfect just temperature.
Oh, okay. Are you changing it now? Is it now 82?
I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about maybe 84.
That's a compromise.
With an occasional breeze. Not all the time.
Ooh. You like it hot. Some like it hot.
Always has to go there.
That is too warm. That's too warm.
I can't have this conversation in the same one where you asked to go to New Zealand with me in the same day.
We don't have to even be on the same flight.
We're getting better. What about same country? No?
Well, if we're going to New Zealand.
How about I go on a flight to New Zealand and you go on a flight to like Baltimore.
No. That doesn't sound good because I don't really think that Baltimore sounds as beautiful. You could go to one part of New Zealand and see the Hobbit stuff.
And you could go
to
Kamchatka.
I don't want
to. What's Kamchatka?
It's a peninsula.
That's in Russia.
How about I go to the civilized, established part of New Zealand and you go see if you can make it in the wild?
That's fine. I'll take it.
Wings in the wild.
People were commenting that if we did that, it would have to be like the entire thing would have to be live streamed.
Yeah, live streamed but separate.
It would be a murder mystery.
So we're really just taking two different vacations at two different times to New Zealand.
Who did it best? So if you're watching right now on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, if you're not, you can join up simply. Just go to YouTube, type in Annie Fry, F-R-E-Y, and you can see the video that I'm playing here. And I tweeted this out earlier. And I asked the crew, Brad, Ryan, and Hannah, if you experienced this, what would your reaction be? So just to explain, it's a close-up of a toilet. And out of the hole in the bottom of the toilet, all of a sudden, something starts to poke out, and then it starts to move, and then it starts to crawl out of the base of the toilet, and it is a lizard with, like, big old claws and a lizardy.
It's the size of the hole. It's not a small lizard.
It's actually, as it comes out, I'm surprised that it fit.
It looks like a mini dragon.
Yeah, it's like a monitor lizard of some sort.
Ryan, you go to the bathroom, getting ready to do whatever it is you're doing in there, and you see this happening. What is your immediate reaction? And then maybe after your immediate reaction, what does the next 5 minutes of your life look like?
First reaction is probably a really quick, you know, a real quick, like, clinch up.
Of what?
Of my butt.
It's probably a practical reaction.
If I see that, I don't think I can go to the bathroom anymore.
Or ever.
Unless going to the bathroom is some sort of deterrent to make the lizard go away. Because the lizard
is
in
the
video.
Is that a risk you're willing to take?
Well, standing.
Wait.
Yes. I would not be able to sit on that toilet again.
Ever.
Once the lizard gets to the point
Hannah's struggling with this.
Where its arms are up and it's kind of like using the toilet as a...
It's like posted up.
Yeah, it's sitting
up. It's like
up.
Being birthed.
I don't... Can lizards breathe underwater for that long? Because that thing is underwater for long time.
It's not affected.
It's not breathing.
Well,
it's holding its breath.
But it had to come up the pipe. Uh-huh. So it's completely encased in water for a long time.
Yes. I think the answer to your question is clearly yes.
Okay. Just making sure.
So you clinch?
So you clinch.
And then the problem's
then
not solved.
No, no. And then,
so
then
you're
you
a flight guy.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to fight that lizard. No way. There is nothing in that bathroom.
Oh, my gosh. It's just sticking its head out of there.
That's going to.
It's like, hey.
Yeah. I mean, if I was just like, oh, yeah, I was out in New Zealand and I had my machete. And if I had my machete with me, then maybe I turn and I take off its head in one swipe. But in any other circumstance,
I don't trust your aim.
I am quarantining the whole bathroom with towels under the door.
But what
I'm
if
running.
It, but if you can't find it, you're going to assume it just went back in the toilet. What do you do?
This is on vacation or is this in my house?
Let's just say it's in your house.
Oh, man. I don't know. I was thinking on vacation and I was thinking,
charter a flight to New Zealand and you get a new house.
Yeah. You just leave the country and you never come back.
Brad?
So the initial reaction
is... Let's just go without, like, we don't need to repeat that we clinch every time. Yeah.
No, I think my heart's going
to...
My heart's going to jump and skip a beat. Yeah.
Which is not good for your heart.
Yeah. And so if I make it through that, then I'm probably going to get my welding gloves and I got to remove this thing out of the bathroom.
So you're going to handle it like a man.
Yeah. I don't know how manly that's going to look, but...
Wait,
now that we're talking to the man in the room.
You're fighting the thing?
No, I'm not going to fight it. I'm going to grab it by the neck, I'm going to take it out, and I'm going to throw it outside. Be like, be gone.
That lizard looks like it could kill people.
Do you know what welding gloves are?
Yes.
No, okay.
You just have those, though?
That's kind of an insulting
Brad
question.
Brad has everything.
not everything.
See, I'm picturing, I don't know why, but I'm picturing this being in Florida, so I'm on vacation, because I don't picture a lizard actually coming up.
You
my
don't
toilet.
Take welding gloves with you on vacation?
No, I don't.
I take welding gloves and my toolkit, and no.
I wouldn't be surprised.
So you're taking care of business.
Yeah, because nobody else is going to be able to do that.
And Ryan's pooping his pants.
I don't
eventually.
Want to do it, but nobody else is going to do it.
I'm pooping my pants if I even think about a lizard.
And that's
doing
all
it right now.
That's all contingent on me not dying when my heart jumps into my throat the first time.
Is there a shriek? Is there a vocal reaction, Ryan? When you see this thing, what comes out of your mouth?
Oh, yeah. It is a shriek, and it is heavenly.
What's it sound like?
You know what's funny? You know, this is real.
You I love how he identified this part right here. This is the real part.
I've been texting you? I don't know if we talked about this on air at all. But I've been having terrible problems with getting water in my basement. And I've missed like half days here and there.
Was it constipation?
No. It wasn't. When I say water in the basement, what do you know? What I mean is lizard clinching.
We got a GI lizard doctor wants to sponsor this show. We got issues.
It was one night that I was like, I will not be in tomorrow. And if I am, it'll be late because I was up all night trying to deal with keeping the water out of my basement. Well, in the midst of that.
That's for
in the
any
midst
time
of
you
that,
say that now, I'm never going to look at it.
It's probably 1 or 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm going back and forth. I'm soaking wet. It's raining all night. I'm just bailing buckets
out. Ryan, would you
out.
Say you have a leaky crack?
No, I will not say that. You can say that.
Ryan has a leaky crack.
I'm bailing buckets out. And it's all downhill, so I'm bailing it right back to where it's running right back. It's over and over.
He's actually taking the buckets of water and throwing them in the window back into his house.
Yeah, whoops. So stupid. So stupid. So I finally get to where the rain is stopping. And I'm like, oh, thank you, God. I think I might be able to take a break.
Like Tim Robbins, Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah, yeah. I'm covered in mud. I just escaped jail. I walk back into my, because I'm not going through the normal doors because I'm so muddy and stuff.
I can't wait to hear how this has to do with lizards.
I walk back into my garage, which I was going through every time I'd go back inside, and a raccoon is in my garage, in the trash can, and I didn't know it because
it
was inside.
Flip you off
so
on the
So I walk up and I
breath
push,
day.
I'm just soaking wet. I lean up against the trash can as I'm opening the door. The trash can moves.
And you did?
It jumps. The thing jumps out. And I'm not kidding. The noise that I made, the whole neighborhood, it's 1 in the morning too. The noise that I made had to have been something. I'll try to duplicate it. It was like. And there was nothing I could. It was pure.
Did your wife come out and take care of the problem?
She was in bed probably already. I'm like, just go. It's just, it doesn't matter. We're going to lose the basement. Just go. It doesn't matter.
I put that raccoon in.
This was the end. This was the end of a terrible night. And then all of a sudden.
I'm surprised you didn't just punch it in the nose.
Oh my God. I think I might have taken a swing at it because it was so It was such a reaction. There was nothing I could do about it. The first thing I think of is, oh my gosh, did I like wet my pants? Because I mean,
you're soaking wet.
It's basically like jumping into my chest. That's how close this thing is to me. And it's one of those big blue ones.
What'd you do?
So it's like at face level, you know? It's like, oh, and it freaked out as much as I did. And it probably made that little noise and jumps out, runs down into the sewer. And I'm just standing there soaking wet, covered in mud, worried that I just woke up like half my neighborhood because I screamed that loud that my wife woke up. She had already gone to sleep and had to ask if I was okay, like if I had,
were
was
you?
Bleeding. No.
Brad, you see a lizard like that poking its head out of your toilet. Are you vocalizing something?
I generally don't vocalize when I'm startled. So I don't know if I would make a sound. I know I would jump and react physically, but I don't know I'd make a sound.
Hannah, you go in the bathroom, gonna take a potty.
Gonna take a boop.
Entire neighborhood is hearing me scream. House is burned down. Never going back. We're done.
Hang on, before we go.
No,
are you...
don't stop.
No,
it.
We're not talking about booping.
I'm don't ever do this to this extent. I need you to cut it off. Knock it off. I'm stopping you right now. I'm in the line of fire for Hannah. Knock it off. Ryan.
Doug on YouTube says that I made his dogs bark when I screamed. I can see that.
So you're screaming, and then...
House is burned down, never going back. It's over. That video, I don't know what was more terrifying. The claws?
Oh, the claws!
Yeah, it's
or
gross.
Or the
snake? The tongue?
Yes. Earlier, when you were going to say tongue, you were going to say...
Yeah, I probably was. I tell you what, and I don't want to, like... Don't hate me for this, people, but there is a four-letter word coming out of my mouth, and it's going to be loud.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a good one.
Starts with an S.
It's and four
it's
letters.
What you're not going to do.
Ryan, control yourself. It's not a good one. I'm yelling that, and I for spiders, and everybody knows I hate spiders. And listen, people, if you decide right now to send me a text or a tweet or something and it has a spider in it because you think it's funny, I will just block you and we will never talk again. Like, if you have to respect me, I really don't like it. One time a spider fell on me in the middle of the show. If you know, you know. It was show ruining. I'm screaming, but if I take my eyes off that spider and I come back and that spider is gone, I can't
it's
handle
worse.
That.
It's worse.
Way worse. My
Absolutely.
Mind does things. That spider is doing things in my mind that, like...
That spider's found a radioactive waste barrel, and it is now the size of a man.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's hiding under your bed.
A shrieking man. Yes. So I'm screaming until I get help and I'm probably throwing something on top of the toilet, but worried that it's going to go back down. So I don't know if I would... I think I might... I don't know. Go in and get it. I'd break my toilet trying to make sure that thing was done.
I would be afraid it, like, lay eggs.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
That's where my
mind like in your
goes.
Hair while you're sleeping, you know?
No, in the toilet.
No, you just left it and they didn't know where it was. You wake up and you got a lizard.
Could you ever
hair.
Sit on that toilet again?
Nope.
I mean, it's like if there's one, is there another one? You know right now that with 100% certainty that it's possible.
Oh, yeah.
And you hadn't considered going into the bathroom before that, you know what? I wonder what could crawl out of this toilet.
Yeah, no,
and
I'm
once
worried.
You see it, and even seeing it here, it makes you go, what is possible?
This makes me want to go to the bathroom only upstairs and not downstairs.
And I'll tell you what, as a woman who's had four children, when I'm on my way to the bathroom, I need to go to the bathroom. And I'm probably peeing my pants in that moment, too, while I'm yelling a word that I will later apologize for to my children and say, just because mommy says that doesn't mean you get to. All right. When we come back, we're going to get the results of the YouTube live chat poll. Kind of a difficult one today. So please go vote and comment if you so choose as to why you voted the way you did. Who has the biggest influence on what is generally accepted to be the truth? Is it corporations, big tech, the media, or the education system? Hannah gives us the update right around the corner. Don't go away.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,